We're doing Ein Yaakov, and we're concluding the second chapter. The Ein Yaakov on page Chaf, Ezeu Ben Hashmashot, we're going to define what is twilight. And this definition is very similar to the Jerusalem Talmud in the beginning of Tractate Brachot, even though we don't really go with this halachically in many ways, but it does have halachic implications when you guys will learn Bezrat Hashem, when you learn the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch and the definition of times. When is sunset? When is Tzeta Kohavim? When does nightfall start? So this is one of the opinions that we take into account. So when is twilight? So the Gemara says the sun sets, and then if you look to the east and the horizon is still red, so you're still at twilight. If the bottom of the horizon has turned darker, and the top, as you look up the sky, it's not yet darker, so you're still at twilight. When you look at the horizon, and from the bottom of the horizon, working your way up, it's all the same color, you're already at night. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Kidei Shalech Adam Shetishkach Hamachatzi Mil. Rabbi Nechemia says, the time it would take you to walk half a mil after sunset. You see the ball of the sun drop? 9 minutes later is nighttime. You want to know how long it's been? Hashmashos, 9 minutes, says Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, and we rule like Rabbi Yossi, Ben Hashmashot Kerefain. Ben Hashmashos, you want to know when twilight is? Well, it's the blink of an eye. Zenichnas v'zeyotze v'yivshal amod alav. In a flash, the day is over and the night is in, and it's impossible to pinpoint that split second when it switches. So you see the sunset, there's going to be a split second after sunset when the day switches into night. That split second is twilight. We have a longer period where we're not sure when during that period was that split second. Was it a minute after sunset, etc.? But in a nutshell, it's during that time. It's a split second during that time. Rabbi Chia says, if you want to see the well of Miriam, this week's parsha, right? They're going to have a well wherever they go in the desert. So you want to see it today? Go up the Carmel. You'll see as though there's a sifter out at sea. You'll see, when you see that shape in the sea, what you're actually seeing, that turbulence is the well of Miriam in the middle of the sea. Amar Rav, Rav Torah and Alacha, the Gemara is not sure why he tells us this, Mayana mitaltel tahor. If you have a stream that can move, so that stream that can move is pure and it can purify a person who dunks in it. So the Gemara asks, what's he talking about? When do you have a stream that moves, that travels, a stream on wheels? So the Gemara answers, Zoy Berashen Miriam, that's the well of Miriam, which was constantly producing water. So that's a movable stream. You never had this in world history. So today, maybe we'll have something like that. Maybe we can develop something like that. You know, they've discovered how to make it rain. You guys know this? They've discovered how to make it rain in deserts. They know how to make the droplets cluster in the sky and make it rain. We're not so far off from developing water, a stream that can just be flowing anywhere. This idea of the well of Miriam. Amar Rav Yossi b'Rabbi Zavida, ha'osei melacha b'shnei ben hashmashot. What happens if on Friday you wait for that split second of twilight or that period of twilight on Friday and you start doing work? You start cooking, baking, turning on a light, turning off a light, turning on a fire, turning off a fire. And you do the same thing on Matzei Shabbos, and then Chayav Chatat Mimenavshach. So then either way, you've transgressed. We said, during twilight, it might be day, it might be night. Well, if you did it on twilight of Friday going into Shabbos, and Shabbos going into Matzei Shabbos, so either way, you ended up doing the task on Shabbos. Amale Rava L'Shamei. Rava said to his servant, Atun D'Lokim Lechu B'Shiurah D'Rabanan. You, he says to the servant, you and your buddies, you guys don't know how to evaluate what the rabbi said about when is twilight, when is day, when is night. So when do you have to stop doing work? You're outside working. You guys will have this in the army. Sometimes you're in places where you don't know when it's sunset. You look out and you're not sure. You know, sunset changes now very rapidly. So he tells them, here's what you do. Adishim sha'reish tikne itlu shalga. When you still see the sun at the top of the palm trees, so the sun hasn't yet set, then you should hang up your lamps and stuff, finish your melacha, because night is settling in and very quickly. So you see the sun on the palm trees, that's it, finish your work. What should you do on a cloudy day? In the city, look at the roosters. So it says that the roosters would sit. They would usually perch throughout the day. They'd leave their perch at night. So wait and see if the roosters are still on their perch. You know, it's still daytime. So if you're not in the city, and in the desert, if you're in wild territory, look at the raven. The raven also has a way of perching when it's still daytime. So you have to know, inami adane, or else there was a grass where the grass would go with the sun. So if it's a cloudy day, you don't know exactly where the sun is. Sometimes it could seem like it's night, and there's still another hour till nighttime. How do you know if it's nighttime or not? Look at this grass called adane. This grass, they knew what it was. You could see it tilting with the sun. So you could gauge where the sun was in accordance with the grass. Now, when the grass would be totally bent to the west, so you know the sun set, so that's how it would be until the morning. The sun dries in the east, and then it would shift back to the east. So he said, here are your signs for people who are not learned. This is how you do it. Today we have watches, but our estimation of sunset is an estimation. A person has to stop doing tasks a few minutes before the time it says on the calendar. Because you can't calculate for every part of Jerusalem. Are you on a hilltop? Are you in the valley? How much humidity there is in the air? Don't forget, the humidity in the air acts like a prism, and there's the refraction of light. So you can't know exactly when the sun's going to set on your horizon. Even if you have NASA's calendar, which you can obtain for free, it still doesn't help you, because that doesn't factor in how much humidity there is in the air, which will define the refraction of light and when you can see the sun and when you cannot. Sunset is defined by where you could see it. Now, that also does not take into account NASA's calendar is assuming you're at zero, at ground level. What happens? We're way above sea level here in Jerusalem. You start traveling for Shabbos, you're in different places. So no calendar is accurate. Even if a calendar is made for your longitude and latitude and altitude, you still need to add a few minutes to whatever time they tell you sunset. 2 or 3 minutes beforehand is the minimum. Whatever time they're telling you sunset, 2 or 3 minutes beforehand is the minimum that you have to stop doing tasks before that time that you must. And then on Matzei Shabbos, the same thing. You got to add 2 or 3 minutes in the other direction.